الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذرية من حملنا مع إنه كان عبدا شكورا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إن الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآتينا موسى الكتاب وجعلناه هدى لبني إسرائيل ألا تتخذوا من دوني وكيلا ذرية من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا الله تبارك وتعالى after telling us about Israel and the different prophets that our prophet met and how their habit will also be translated in the prophet's life, he was now telling us about prophet Musa, Moses himself. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا هُدًى لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Just like we gave you Quran, we had given a Torah to the people of Moses and we made it a sign, a guidance to them. And one of the things we told them, أَلَّا تَتَّخِذُوا مِن دُونِي وَكِيلَ زُرِيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحِ. That you people far, zuriyata, you are offsprings, you are grandchildren, you are people that have as grandfathers مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَا نُوحٍ. People, these people that we held on the ark of Noah and allowed them to live on earth after Noah. Who was the one that looked after you all those periods? This Noah we are talking about, innahu, for sure he, kana, is his habit, abdan, a servant, shakuran, that is very grateful, always thankful. Allah tatakhidhu min duni wakila. Why do you take any other than Allah as the one that is in charge of your affairs? When you say wakil, is somebody that is in charge of your affairs, he does it the way he sees it fit. Allah says, he is the one in charge of your affair. Do you know whose offspring you are? Do you know whose progenies you are? Do you know whose grandchildren you are? You are grandchildren of those people that they were faithful to Allah, faithful to Prophet Noah, and they were saved when the whole world was perished. You are the offspring of those people. Your great grandfathers that were saved by Allah, protected by Allah, and ran his affairs, ran their affairs, these people were Muslims with faith. Why will you now leave Allah and go and take somebody else as your wakil? If Allah was able to bring you today to the earth, anybody on earth today is a grandchild of Prophet Noah. Anybody on earth today. And your grandfathers, all of them, at that time, are what? Are Muslims. So where do you get your not trusting in Allah? Allah has already assisted you. Zuriya is when you have children that comes up of you, grandchildren, all these are known as Zuriya. Why is Allah reminding us? Allah tatakhidhu min duni wakila zuriyata. Why is he reminding us and joining this? Because most of the time, we forget where we are coming from. We forget where we are going to. We just sit down and start playing with our own intelligence. If a man is sitting down and he doesn't have the food he will eat in a day, he will be shouting on Allah, Allah, I don't have work. I'm looking for work. I want to get work. He will write application. He will go here. He will go there. Then suddenly somebody say, why don't you open a business like this? He opened. Then he now finds he has the food he will eat for today. Immediately he's getting his food to eat for today, he will start thinking, how can I put food down that will last me 1 year? If you ask him why, is it because of my wife and my children? He forgot just now he had not got food for 1 day. When he now is keeping food for one year and he has comfortably in his house because of his children, the next thing he is going to ask is, how can I build a house? He's renting a house. He built a house. I'm always going to Okene, for example. I should have another house in Okene. I'm always going to Abuja. Let me have a house in Abuja. He forgot yesterday he was renting a house. He has, instead of him to do وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ, to leave everything to Allah who has been taking care of him, to go and take care of him. Do what Allah asks you to do. Try to give your money, assist your brothers, assist your sisters, assist the people you are supposed to assist. This is not what is going to come to his mind. How can he amass wealth for his Zuriya, for his offspring, for his grandchildren? This is all that concerns him now. If this is the kind of thought you have, know that you are the grandchildren of Anabi Nuhu. And know that Anabi Nuhu was our own servant, Abdan. He was not just our own servant, Shakuran. He was grateful to Allah. This is not out of gratitude. You have one house here, you have another one there, you have another one there. Yet, nobody sees what assistance you are giving. All the time you are crying, you don't have. By the time anybody comes to you, you send them away. This surah is going to tell us how should we live our life. The detail of what he told us as like an introduction in the surah that we pass through Nahal is going to tell us in detail here. If who should we look after first? How do we spend our money? To what extent do we spend it? Abdan Shakuran, Anabi Nuhu, he was so grateful to God. They said there is nothing Anabi Nuhu will take that he will not show gratitude to God. And I'm always drawing attention. Allah has given us capacity. He has given us resources. Have we thanked Allah on it? If we have not, have we also made istighfar on it? Like I said, Sheikh Ahmad Tijani used to say, Allahumma inni astaghfiruka lima an amta alay lima binimatin an amta alayya wa taqawaytu biha ala maasiyatik. Oh Allah, I'm seeking your forgiveness for the good you gave to me, for the blessing you gave to me, and I used it to sin against you. This is Sheikh Ahmad Tijani. Because he is seeing his shortcomings in giving thanks to Allah. When you are going to eat, do you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? When you finish eating, do you remember to say Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani wa sakani wa ja'alna min al-muslimin? Do you remember? When you are going to wear clothes, do you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? After it comes on you, do you remember to say Alhamdulillah? To thank Allah? When you are saying that you are Abdan Shakuran for, is also when you say it with your mouth, your body should show it. Somebody sees you. How are you and your family? Alhamdulillah. You remember that this morning they ate before you left the house. Now that you are looking at it, they couldn't eat like the other person ate. Let us be grateful to God. I don't even know who, whatever comes to him, whether it is good or it is bad, he says all is from Allah. He is grateful to Allah. In the case of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi, he said, Lo ya'lam al insanu, mar rahmanu yaqa shurura dahikan insanu. If you know who Ar-Rahman is, whatever is coming to you, even if you see it as evil, you will accept, welcome it, and be happy with it because you know it's coming from God. In another place, he said, إِذَا كَانَتِ الْأَقْدَارُ مِنْ مَالِكِ الْمُلِكِ فَسِيَّانَ إِنْدِي مَا يَسُرُّ وَمَا يُبْكِي. If it's Allah, he the one who predestines, everything that is coming to me day by day, Allah is from you, the good and the bad, I take them to be the same thing. I'm not going to leave this above the other one. And what did the prophet taught us? He said, anytime something that you feel happy about comes to you, quickly you should say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Oh Allah, we are grateful to you that by you, something that we think is good comes to get completed with us. If it is something that you don't like, say, you don't know, it can still be good to you, still say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli halin. In whatever situation, Allah, I'm still grateful to you. So let us be very careful. We are grandchildren of those that were carried with Noah on that ark, and our great grandfathers, all of them were Muslims. All of them were Muslims. We are able to arrive today because Allah supported us throughout this period. Let's continue to seek support of Allah. And Ibn Nuh was somebody who was very grateful to Allah at all circumstances. Let's be grateful to Allah. If your money can buy you dress of 1,000, buy it. If it can buy you dress of 500, buy it. If you can buy a dress of 2,000, buy it. Don't say, until I can buy a dress of 10,000, so that somebody can see me like this. You are already worshipping something other than Allah. You are already not grateful to God. Dr. Idris here and myself, it was the time for Ramadan. We went to buy cold dresses from some of the money some of you contributed last year that was remaining. And each was being sold to us about 400 naira, 500 naira. Some of these dresses are supposed to be 700, 800. But when we told these people that we want to buy the dresses for Al-Majlis, the person in charge of that trade, their chairman, this is a second-hand clothing, he called all of them. So all of you are Muslims. This is being sold, bought for Al-Majlis. You are going to give it at the cost price. What is your cost price? They sold it to us. And we bought, I think, about 80 pieces. When we came, you see this Al-Majlis as if they were, these things, we brought it from abroad for them and they were new. How do you wear clothes on your children and you see children without clothes and it does not come to you and your mind does not ring anything? How do you eat? You go outside, you see people who cannot eat and you are comfortable. How do you sleep in a house? You wake up, you see people that are on the street and you are comfortable. Are you grateful to God? This was not how your grandfather and Nabi knew who he is. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا.
وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا.
وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض مرتين ولتعلن علوا كبيرا. Here Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us something that till today the ulama, they are in difference of opinion as to its meaning. This particular verse, Allah said, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ, and we ordained, we judged so to the children of Israel in the book. What did we judge for them? لَتُفْسِدُنَّ fil ardi marrataini, you are going to reap destruction on this earth twice. Wala ta'lunna uluwan kabira, latufsiduna fil ardi marrataini wala ta'lunna uluwan kabira, and you are going to show pomposity, pride on this earth, such a pride that is so big that everybody can see that you are obstinate. You are going to show it. This particular verse, till today, ulama are indifferent as to its meaning. Why? Because وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, we judge this so. What is qada? Qada is judgment. Who is the one judging in this case? Allah. To judge means somebody who has knowledge about a case, and then he is looking at who is correct in this case. Then he judges that this case favors this person or it favors the other person. He may not be able, after carrying out judgment on what punishment is, to carry out the punishment, or he may be able to carry out punishment. In this case, Allah has knowledge of all these things and he can carry out the punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, if any of you come to me reporting, he said, tell the truth, because I am a man. I am a human being. If you sweeten your voice and you use your oratory prowess to talk me into giving you what is not for you, know that what I have given you is a portion of hell. You are going to get it on the day of judgment. Because when you go to the court, there are people who, lawyers who have very sweet mouths, they know how to wrangle people out, even if they have, what they don't have, they have. In this case, this wakale, the person that is giving judgment here, is Allah. You cannot go and tell him what he does not know. Ila Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Fil Kitabi, in the book, which book? Almost all of us are agreeable that this book is the Torah. But the next word is Latuf Siduna, you shall reap havoc on earth. Is this havoc before the Prophet or after the Prophet? This is where the problem starts. La mul kasam, wallahi, you will reap havoc on earth. People say, it's like Allah is telling us what is going to happen. If he's telling us what is going to happen, then it has not yet happened before the Prophet when he was in Makkah. Some people say, no. He told them in their book, and it has happened these two times. And that each time they show obstinacy, they show excessive pride. So we will go on and we will see the views of the ulama. There are about three different views. We'll see the views and you'll be able to know which view is the best of the views.
فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَارِ وكان وعدا مفعولا.
وإذا جاء وعد أوليهما جعلنا عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد بأسنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الدير وكان وعدا مفعولا. الله تبارك وتعالى is saying, فإذا جاء وعد أوليهما. When I said Latuf Siduna, it is a prediction. Latuf Siduna will add the Maratain. You are going to reap havoc on earth twice. Weza Ja'a Wa'du Ulehuma. When the first of this promise of what you are going to do comes. Ba'asna Alaykum Ibadan Lana. When you reap the first havoc on earth, I will send Ibadan Lana, my servants, on you. Uli ba'asin shadidin, my servant that are very strong and they can give you terror. Fajasu hilala diyer, they will comb all your houses and get it all it through and give you destruction. Wakana wadan maf'ula, this promise is as if it is already finished. It is going to take place. Here, the ulama, particularly some of the sahabats, and the ulama after the sahabats, they said, this is the time that the Banu Israel, they killed Zachariah the first time. Then Allah sent on them Book to Nasar. Some people said, no, it is after Moses where Allah is telling us in the Quran, Alam tara ila mala'in min bani Israel min ba'di Musa is qalu lin-nabiyyin lahum if aslana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah, where Allah was giving us the story of Jaluta, how Jaluta was reaping havoc on people of Bani Israel, and they now had to ask the prophet after Moses that he should give them Malik, and Talut was given to them as Malik, and at the end of the day Waqatala Daudu Jaluta, and they succeeded in bringing down the uprising and returning back to their people. They said this is it. And then the second one that is going to come, they said the second one is that of Annabi Yahya and Annabi Zachariah, when they killed, Allah gave power to Book to Nasar. That's Nazabuk, what do you call it? This in English. This Butcher, Nazabuk, Butcher, what do you Booker, something like that. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar, that's the name. His book in Arabic is Nebuchadnezzar. And Allah put this man over you, and he killed over 70,000 of your people, and took the rest of you as captives. After you have killed Yahya and Zachariah, this came to you. They said, this is the second one. Then the ulama, second set of ulama said, the first one is this facade that they did by killing Yahya and Zachariah, and the second one that Allah is going to talk about to them is what Allah predicted that happened after the Prophet has entered Medina. The third people said no. Since Allah said, "Latufsiduna fil ardi," you shall reap havoc. And it is in the Quran now. This thing concerns the Prophet after this surah. It is predicting what is going to happen. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ أُولَيْهُمَا بَاسْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ إِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِ بَاسٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُ خِلَالَ الدِّيَرِ وَكَانَ وَعَدًا مَفْعُولًا. Said, here, this is the time the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he arrived in Medina. What should you, the Jews, do when he arrived in Medina? وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ يَسْتَفْتِهُونَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَا عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ. These are the people before the Prophet came to Medina. What was their habit? Anytime they have quarreled, and the Aus and Hazraj come together to quarrel with the Jews, said, don't worry. The Prophet, the last Prophet of Allah is about to come. His time is close. When he comes, it's our people. We shall reap havoc on you. They used to tell people of Medina that we know Yarifun Hawk Kama Yarifun Abnahum, that they know Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam like they know their children. Some of them said, I know Prophet more than my child. Because if my wife is pregnant, I don't know what is going to deliver, whether it's a boy or a girl. What is the height? What is the eyes? How does he, the habit, I don't know. But in At-Tawrah, the Prophet was described to us, his height, his nature, his person, everything we were told. To the extent that Salman al-Farisi, who was a Christian at one time, followed the religion of Jew at another time, all his life was looking for the Prophet. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca, the Jalal that he came with from the firmament is still with him, it has not left him. Anybody who met the Prophet and became a Muslim with him in Mecca, he didn't have it easy. And they were also not people that are ordinary. Because Salman al-Farisi wanted to meet with the Prophet, Allah has to enslave him. Because what he was looking for is too difficult for him to get to it. That's Allah tatakhizu min duni wakila. Allah was in charge of his affairs. He left his home. He carried his property. He went to one of the Jews who he was with, when that one was about to die, he told him, go to such and such a place. In that place, you'll meet a person who is worshiped in the part of Christianity. Stay with him until he shows you the light. The man I thought will come in my time, he didn't come. Then Salman al-Farisi went to that person. When he was there, by the time the person died, the person that inherited him was too worldly, so he was not happy. He left. He heard of somebody who described to him before the second person died that where the prophet will come out is a valley full of dates. And if you go there, you will meet a lot of Jews there, because a lot of Jews know that this place is the place abode of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salman now left. He had a lot of money. He now got transport, asking when he was going, where do we know that have this kind of nature, this kind of description? One of the transporters took him and stole all his properties and sold him out as a slave. But Allah is in charge. The person that bought him finally came to Medina, sold him to another person. The Jew that bought him put him in Medina to be working for him on the date palm. As he was working for him on the date palm, all that he used to get, he will get date every day as his feed and payment. But as a slave, he will sell and keep some money. Because when you have slave in those days, they work for you, you give them some little money, you feed them, but they are your slave. So any day they said they want to be free, they have to buy themselves off you. They were like that. Salman himself, one day I was on top of the date, then I had one Jew came to my master. My master was sitting below it. He said, may Allah perish these Arabs. Today, if they are all getting ready, they are welcoming a person they call a prophet. So immediately I heard it say, my leg on the date palm was shaking. I nearly fell down. All my life, what I was looking for, could it be it now? So quickly I came down. I asked my master, what was that man saying? He said, get up on the tree and do your work. What concerns you with what I'm discussing with my friend? He went. When he finished at the day, the master gave him date. He said, I quickly came to Medina. Asked, he said, it's true. A prophet has arrived in Medina. He's a prophet. I said, okay. My master once told me, if he's a prophet, he will not eat sadaqah. If you give sadaqah to him, he will not eat it. But if you give him gift, he will take. And behind him, there is a mark, a stamp of prophethood. All this, they have it in their book. So quickly, I went. When I went, I saw people surrounding him. He was greeting people, they were greeting him. I went too, I greeted him. When I greeted him, I put the date they gave me. After taking the one I'm eating, I put the rest down and said, oh prophet, I came, I greet you. You are a visitor. I brought this for you as a sadaqah, since you are a man of God. So I went and I was waiting. In my presence, he took the date and shared it among people, said, but he didn't take one out of it. Then I went. The following day, I got another date. I came. When I arrived where he is, I greeted him. I said, yesterday I gave date sadaqah. I see you didn't eat it. Today I'm bringing it to you as a gift. I'm not expecting any reward from Allah. It's just a gift. Prophet Lama smiled and took out of the date and gave the rest out. Then Salman stood up, went to the back of the prophet and was peeping. The prophet suspected what was happening. The prophet took his gown and was doing it like this. Suddenly he saw the stamp of the prophethood. It's like an egg. He picked up, held the prophet and kissed the prophet. Come, what is your story? The same thing with Abdullah ibn Salam. All of them, they know who the prophet is. When the prophet now came, a lot of the Jews, they now say, no, he is not a prophet. This is not what we did in our book. One day, Abdullah ibn Salam, who is a Jew, a scholar, the son of a scholar, the grandchild of a scholar, he came to the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He entered the prophet, he said, do you know me? He said, no. He said, I'm Abdullah ibn Salam. He said, oh, I've been hearing your name. I know you. said, do you know I'm a scholar in the Jews? He said, yes. I know you are the prophet. And all our Jewish scholars, they know you are the prophet. But if I Islamize now, you will not know my stand. And you will not know my people. So, what I want from you, I will keep me where nobody can see me. And call the scholars, the Jewish scholars in Medina, meet with them and discuss with them. The Prophet sent for the scholars. They came. He was discussing with them. In your book, is my description not there that I'm the prophet? They said, no. They were saying this, they were saying that. The Prophet said, among your ulama, who will testify to all this? He said, we are all here, we are ulama. He said, what of the one I hear they call Abdullah ibn Salam? Even he himself, he will tell you are not the one. He said, what if Abdullah ibn Salam testified? He said, he will never. He said, Abdullah, come out. He came out. He said, all of you know that this man is a prophet. Then they went into enmity with Abdullah. So the Prophet sat down, went into an agreement with all of them. Since you are in Medina, we are in Medina, let's come to an agreement. How would we live here in peace, for the peace of the community? They drew up an agreement. And then the Banu Nadir, Banu Kainuka, Banu Qurayza, these are different clans. They went and they were planning on how to kill the Prophet. Then their plan exploded and it was known. Then Allah told us, هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الخشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم وصولهم من الله فأتهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقضى في قلوبهم الرعب يربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. Allah now said, if you are wondering how can somebody suddenly be burning his own house, سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, we are the one. People like Imam Sha'rawi, Mutawalli Sha'rawi, he said, وَإِذْفَ إِلَاجَا وَهَدْ أُولُوهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ إِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَعْثٍ شَدِيدٍ فَجَاسُوا هِلَالَ الدِّيَرِ. He said, this time, this is this first one. They went against the Prophet and Allah sent إِبَادًا لَنَا. He said, you don't say إِبَادًا if that person is not worshipping. If he's just a slave, he said, Abid. He said, because all creations are slaves of Allah. But the one that are worshipping Allah are ibadillah. Wa ibadillah alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawnan. Because they worship. It's what said, but there are slaves of Allah that refuse to worship. But there are still things that Allah forced them to do. Like they can't control their height. They can't control their eating. They can't control their sin. They can't control their sickness. So from this angle, they are abidillah. So because Allah said, Basna alaykum ibadan lana, shows that these people are pious people. And the people that Allah is talking about here are the Sahabas of the Prophet ﷺ. Ba'asum bainahum shadidun. This is with respect to them. But when it comes to our people, he said, Ashidda'u ala al-kuffari rahma bainahum. This is uli ba'asin shadidin. Fajasu hilal ad-diyar. And at that time, when they were being sent away, they had to comb their houses to make sure that nobody has left anything. And some of them, they had to even cut down all their debts. So he said, this is the first one. That it happened in Islam. Allah predicted it to the Prophet ﷺ when the Prophet was still in Mecca, before he went to Medina, and the Jews did that. That is also in their book, they will behave like that. According to people like Mutawalla Sha'rawi and others who are leading in this argument, this is their own postulation. وَجَازُوا خِلَالَ الدِّيَرِ وَكَانَ وَعَدًا مَفْعُولًا. Allah said, this is a foregone conclusion. Whatever we say we are going to do, we have the power to do it, and we will do it.
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا.
ف
فإذا جاء وعد أوليهما بعثنا عليكم عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاس خلال الدير وكان وعدا مفعولا ثم رددنا لكم القرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا. Here, Allah تبارك وتعالى said, ثم رددناكم القرة عليهم. After this, we are going to give you another turn that you will be powerful over these same people again. ثم رددناكم القرة عليهم وأمددناكم بأموال وبنين. And we shall provide you with a lot of wealth and children. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمُ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. And we shall make you to be the ones that have the most people that follow you or most soldiers that fight for you. Because Nafara is Nafir, for you to be able to have people that you can send and they follow you in whatever you are doing. Here, this, when is this? If what they said, people like Mutawadi Sha'arawi and the rest said is true, then when did this take place? Now, it has taken place. Because after the Jews were sent on the land, like Allah said in another place, they suffered, they went to several places, but they were able to come back after suffering. Hitler destroyed a lot of them. They came back, they were able to take over Palestine again. When they took over Palestine, they are still here up to now. And they have US, America, Russia, the world in their favor. Are still not the same moment? We are still the same moment. Why do they have power over us? Because we have abandoned the cause of Allah. We had one nation, one leader, one cause. Suddenly, we divided ourselves into countries. And we agree that we are divided. You will go to a meeting, they will tell you, no, this is an Egyptian, you are discussing something of Islam, but wait until later on we discuss with him. It's something of Islam, and all of you are Muslims. Is Islam something of Nigeria, or something of Ghana, or something of Makkah or Medina? All these countries were created by who? By your enemy. There was no Nigeria 200 years ago. There was no Ghana, there was no Sudan, there was no Malaysia, there was no Morocco, there was no Algeria. The whole of Algerian belt down to Mauritania was one people, Maghreb. That's how they were called. The whole of UAE, Kuwait, all those areas of Saudi Arabia, they were all called Jaziratul Arab. Arabian Peninsula. The white people came, empowered some, enslaved some, drove away the grandchildren of the Prophet from Mecca, sent them and put them in Jordan, and then gave people from Najd, the whole of Saudi Arabia, empowered them with a force, they took it over, and any ulama that refused to follow them, they considered him as a kafir and they killed. Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, the owner of Wahhabism that people are following, was taken like a prophet. Go and read. Go to the internet and read about him. By the time he came to Mecca, whoever does not believe in Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, he was eliminated and killed. That's why anybody today pursuing Wahhabism, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab's statement is more important than the statement of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whoever they say is not a Muslim, is not, and are the ones who gave rise to this, all these things that you are seeing, whether you call it Boko Haram, whether you call it Al-Qaeda, whether you call it ISIS, all are offshoots of Wahhabism. Whatever these people are doing, worse has been done in the past. Ulama, a lot were killed just because they refused to believe in Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab. They were still saying, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. These things are there. Today, books are, all the books were written at that time, they are there, some are translated. There is this man, Hassan Farhan, that I translated his introduction, where he wrote strongly against the practice of Wahhabism. He himself is a Wahhabi. And he states, in Riyadh. That a lot of them have said it's wrong. Why must we follow it by force? And it was with difficulty he was able to stay. But some of the children of grandchildren of Muhammad Abdul Wahab supported what he said. That's why nobody could talk. Because they also felt that people followed their father blindly. So today, because of all this thing that's happened, Muslims are banned. Killing Muslims. So where is your power? فَإِذَا جَوَى وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ فَإِذَا ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمْ كَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَكْثَرَ نَفِيرًا. They are now more than us. They have power over us. Even we don't have currency in the world. No Muslim country has a currency. Your currency cannot go outside and buy anything. It has to go through another currency. If you want to travel out of Nigeria, can you travel with Naira? You have to buy dollar. Then use the dollar to buy outside. Or buy Dutch mark. Or buy euro. If they have currency, you have to buy. All this is the machination of the Jews. As far as they're concerned, your Naira is of no value. That's what Allah is saying here. We shall give you back, O you the Jewish people. Another time, when you will give you money again, we'll give you children again. Why? Because these are servants that are our servants today. Ibad al-Lana, they have got off the course. Okay, I'm reminded that today is Friday, so may Allah forgive all of us. Today is the day of zikr. Everybody should try to do zikr. Whether you're a Tijaniya or you're not a Tijaniya, Allah said, فَإِذَا كُدِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. This day, after Friday prayer, when you finish, go to look for whatever you want from Allah out of His bounties. And then after that, stay and remember Allah a lot. Remembering Allah, the easiest way is to call His name. That's how your children, they remember you. When you are coming, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Allah Himself, He said, you want to remember Allah? Remember Allah the way you used to remember your parents. Or more than that, when your father goes out and is coming, you see him coming, Baba, 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 shouting. Be calling Allah like that. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. If someone says you are not intelligent, before Allah, I'm not intelligent. You are foolish. Before Allah, I'm a fool. You are nothing. Before Allah, I'm nothing. These are true statements. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah count us among His servants. May Allah count us among His slaves. May Allah count us among His pious slaves. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah bless us in this month of Ramadan and answer all our prayers. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah bring peace to this country. Strengthen our country. May Allah bless all the children we have. May Allah show us the path of the truth and give us the strength to follow it. May He show us the path of falsehood and give us the strength to abandon it. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmid din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.